That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live from a snowy, cool Radio Ranch this morning, this February 27th. February almost over, just a couple more days. And this month will be in the books. But we do welcome you here this morning. We've got a full crew. We'll bring everybody on. And from Michigan, good morning, Brother Paul.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And Jason, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
And again, Remnant, we tell you good morning, and we say thanks for joining us. Hopefully you have your coffee. Got some good coffee here in a nice insulated cup. And hope you have your Bible. And here we are. It's good to get together with like-minded Christians and be able to talk about current events, talk about what maybe what we see is happening or what we see is not happening. We'll have the phone lines open up in just a bit, but we're going to open up in prayer first. We encourage you to do that. And Jason, we'll ask you to open us up in prayer, sir.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask that you lead us, guide us, and direct us, that you strengthen us and that you encourage us, that you guide us and direct us in the paths of righteousness, Father. We pray, Father, that you war with those that war against us and that you deal with those that come and strive. Spread strife with us, Father. We pray, Father, for the remnant across this land, and we ask the Father that you bear them up and that you tend to their each and every need, Father, and help them to smile at the future. I pray, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not be in need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Certainly goodness and faithfulness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, we claim that truth, and we claim that for us and for the remnant across this land. And we ask, Father, that you protect us and help us to smile at the future and help us not to fret over the evil ones or those that deal with us treacherously, Father. For we know that when we don't, that that is a sign of their mere destruction. And we just call for these things to be done in the name of both all names, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Remnant, phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913. If you have a question or a comment, if you'd like to give us a call. And, well, I'll just start out with no specific headlines, but it's just war on the white Christian. We're seeing that more and more. War on Christianity. I think the House passed on Thursday their Equality Act. And doesn't that sound, just give you the warm fuzzies inside. Now we'll all be equal. But it's nothing more than another punch at Christianity and a furthering of filth. Just a furthering of filth and passing their laws saying that you can't do anything or even speak out against it. So I hope, Remnant, that you're seeing that this for what it is, that it is a continuation of the war. It's not a starting, but those that are in the, you might say the seat of Moses, the positions of authority, they are doing what they said they would do last year when they were running for these offices. And they're doing their best to keep their word.
Yeah, it's more like in Pharaoh's position. But bottom line is, Obama is the real president. You know, this is O'Biden or Joe Obama, whatever you want to call him. But this is the third term of Barack Hussein Obama pulling the strings, whether it's from the basement or from some location close to the White House. All you have to do is look at the radical executive orders, and it's got Obama written all over them. You know, I tell people, I said, if our country was so far gone, physically, spiritually, mentally, that we would vote for a fool and a whore to the two highest positions in government, then I could probably accept that and just realize that it's the end, and we need to prepare accordingly. But the fact that there's indisputable proof that the election was stolen, there's no way 80 million people voted for doddering old senile fool. We know it. And the fact that the Supreme Court, only a couple of the members of the Supreme Court fear God anymore, apparently, and fear the Chief Justice, Jesus Christ, that they'll face someday. We might as well just identify who the enemy is that we're battling against right now, and that's the Obamanation administration. In fact, if you look at the people that O'Biden and Joe Obama put into position, they're the same people that were in positions when the Obamanation administration was in place.
Amen. Amen. That's it. It just is. You see if people doubt that, the stack of executive orders that were waiting for him. It is. It's like everything that was planned for Hillary was just put on hold for 4 years, and they brought it out of the box and put it on the table, and he didn't know what he was signing. He's sure complacent to it, or in with it. I don't know if that's the right word to use. Aware of it, but it's not the senile old man and the and the high dollar call girl that are running things, that's for sure. They are just the puppets.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's a lot of different things going on, you know, and it's, you know, you can lose heart and you can get discouraged by it, but you know what? You know, God's still in control, and he's going to put his people and this nation right where it needs to be, and it's, you know, and people need to be crying out for repentance, you know, just like that Psalms that we read this morning. You know, he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He's anointed our head with oil, and our cup overflows, and, you know, that's still truth. And, you know, people, I know that one thing that, you know, this week I've had a couple people that stopped by that went to a big, one of the big kind of big Church of Christ in this area. And two of them stopped by this week and said that, you know, they said that they're done. They're not going back. And, you know, they went into some of the issues and stuff that they're seeing with the church. And they said that basically this has really opened their eyes to, you know, the church is supporting this. You know, they said, hey, we know that this election was stolen. You know, we know that there's things that are going on there. And, you know, we don't want to have anything. Our church is supporting it. And, you know, this, you know, they don't want to have anything to do with it. But people are waking up all across the country. And that's, you know, that's what's huge. And, you know, a lot of times people, you know, when that yoke is tightened up, and when they when their people are squeezed, that's when a lot of them start waking up. You know, they wake up during the persecution and the prosecution, and that's what I'm seeing too. You know, it's like you see people that are trying to buy guns when there's no guns to be bought. You see people that are trying to buy ammo. I mean, almost on a daily basis, I get people that are, you know, trying to find ammo. And it's like, you know, hey, I told you to do that a long time ago. You know, we're past that point. But people are seeing the squeeze, and they're people are waking up, and that's what happens. You know, we saw this, you know, under the Obama administration, and I agree 100%. It's like you look at what's taking place in the political field and everything like that, and so much of this stuff it was headed up under Obama. And it was prepared for Hillary to step in and do a lot of this stuff, and you know it didn't pass and it didn't get through, and you know God's had his plan all along, and you know those Gideon soldiers of old, you know they got weary, you know, but they smiled at the future, and that was a commandment to them, and we need to keep doing that. There's good things that are coming out of everything, and you know one of the things is people are waking up, and they're you know there was a lot of people that have said, you know, is all you can do is vote, is all you can do is vote, you got to get out there and vote. Okay, well, you know, where did voting get us? You know, when it was turned around and completely stolen, basically they cheated, and you know our trump card is we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he's doing a work with his people. He's always had a remnant, and he always will. And that remnant is going to thrive. And they are going to, you know, it's going to be a remnant of a remnant who survive. And, you know, if you look through Scripture and you look for that word remnant and you see how many times it's used, I mean, that's, you know, God's got his people. And it's, you know, sometimes people get really discouraged, but it's God's in control of it.
Yeah, you know, what you can see is the fact that all the teaching that Pastor Peters did 25, 30 years ago, probably longer than that now, since it's been almost 10 since he's been gone, hard to believe. But all the teaching that he warned about how their plan was to destroy the white race, and you can see that now, that all of these bills and initiatives and mandates and all that are all targeted against the white Anglo-Saxon, German, Scandinavian kindred, and Celtic, the true Israel, the true chosen people. And they know, the enemy knows, that we're the only ones through obedience to God that can bring them down. they understand that, and that's why they're trying to eradicate us any way that they can. It goes back to the Georgia Guidestones, you know, where they want to reduce the population. That's the first of their commandments. I believe part of that is this COVID vaccine. I read some things that some brothers had sent regarding how this, the true side effects of this COVID vaccine, or RNA, DNA modifying, will probably are delayed, you know, 6 months to a year or whatever it is. Because if you have too many people,
yeah, I mean, it can be delayed up to 3 years or 5 years, and it can, you know, there's certain studies that are out there right now that are saying that it might not even affect you, but, you know, you might not be able to reproduce, or you might not, your children might not be able to reproduce, or you might not ever have children.
Yeah. If you think about it, it's the same genocide that Bill Gates pulled on the people in India, in Africa, in places like that, you know, where they basically vaccinated the women there and made them sterile, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to sterilize the people here in our country for sure, and throughout the world actually. But it's time to you know, to hold the line. And what did our pastor always tell us? Today's sword is a gun, and the day has come that you have to take a stand one way or the other, and we have to hold the line, whatever it is. The fact is, constitutionally, they can't even pass these laws that they're trying to pass, or these executive orders or anything, because they totally contradict the Constitution, and the Constitution specifically says that we don't have to follow any laws that don't follow the guidelines of the Constitution. But we all know how that goes. But I guess the reality of it is unless you've contacted the blood through full immersion baptism, unless you've been born again of the water and the Spirit, unless you've been removed from this world, from this realm of authority into God's realm of authority, then you have something to worry about. But if you've been washed in the blood, you belong to Jesus Christ, then you're under his authority, and they can't do anything to you unless he allows them to, period.
Amen. You know, one of the things that I've been looking up this week and doing a lot of research on is, you know, the dangers of, Child Protective Services across the United States. And I talked to several attorneys and talked to some talk show hosts or attorneys that have talk shows across this country. And basically, you know, it's growing epidemic that, you know, that people are facing. You know, it's sad when you've got a group of people in every state that have the power and authority to take people's children away from them and out of their house. And, you know, one of the things that a common thought across the line is, do not say anything. Do not speak to them. Do not talk to them. Do not deal with them, because they are liars, they are thieves, they are destroyers, and nothing good will come about it, you know. And there's good people out there. That one of the really common things that's happening across this country is people, you know, they think that, okay, yeah, they're on my side. I'm just going to tell them the truth, and I'm going to talk to them, and I'm going to speak to them, and everything's going to be okay because I don't have anything to hide. And when you do that, you're playing with fire, and you're going to get burned. So you do not have anything to do with them. You do not speak to them. You do not tell them. And, you know, it happens with, you know, these people that, you know, trust the government and trust those that come on their door and say, okay, do you have a warrant? You know, no, I don't have a warrant, but we just want to talk. Okay, well, let's talk. You know, no, don't talk to them. You're just casting your pearls before swine. And There's no point in it. There is nothing good that's going to come out of it. And people need to understand that.
Amen. It's like,
yeah, same thing.
If people would think of the concept of fishing, right? the bait's thrown out there to see what they can catch. And that's how it is. Those people, like just like you said, Jason, they're fishing. They're coming and they're looking, they're searching, they're wanting to find something, and they're seeing if you'll take the bait. And that's the way to look at it. And the thing to do is to, like you said, don't talk to them. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait, because you'll get hooked. You'll get hooked. That's just how the enemy is.
Well, anymore, the FBI will use your words against you. I mean, just that you lied to the FBI based on whatever statement you may make under oath later on. And so, absolutely, it makes 100% sense just to say, no, I have nothing to say to you. You're a corrupt organization. And if you want to speak to me, then give me your card and I'll have my attorney contact you.
Well, you know, the Bible says, by your own words you'll be condemned. When you stand before God, your own words will condemn you too. So, unless you say it's been coming really easy to me, because who do you talk to? Who do you trust? The Bible says the enemy's right in your own house, you know, and guard your lips from the woman that lays on your head, on your chest. You don't know who's who. You just really don't. I mean, in deception, talk to him, David, the guy that had coffee with him. My story, the way he said, you know, he betrayed me, you know, and you don't know who's who. Let me tell you, so the less you talk, the better. You know, you can talk amongst ourselves, but be careful about talking too much, because, you know, when I was younger, I could have got myself in real trouble, because I was going to straighten the world out. The world don't want to be straightened out, by the way.
Amen to that.
Well, and they're creating that snitch colony, too, that Pastor Peter's warned us about. I mean, literally, they're calling for neighbors to turn people in if they see them violating COVID rules, you know, as far as having people over or you know, all whatever, not wearing their masks. And it's just, but here we are with the borders wide open, letting thousands of people across the border, not worried one bit about COVID, because it is a plandemic. We know that. And the good news is that there are certain states that the governors are waking up. There are certain states that the governors are passing laws that supersede anything that the federal government does with regards to Amendment 2. And I think we just need to understand that now is the time to draw that line in the sand. We all know that a 12-gauge makes a very distinct sound behind a closed door. And, you know, they're actually talking about, in this Equality Act, having the right to indoctrinate your children into wanting to, you know, try different things, like sex changes, transgenderism, whatever else.
Yes.
And if you, as the parent, refuse to let them give them hormones at 3 years old, then I'll take the child from you and do the surgeries and all that, because that child has the right. Well, I got news for you. There's going to be a whole lot of people who aren't going to agree with that policy, and the solution has to do with lead.
Yeah, they will try. You know, again, the scripture verse comes to mind. Our Lord sits in the heavens and laughs at the schemes of men. It's just there in the scripture. We've talked about it. Isaiah 10, where God says Assyria is the, you know, the rod in my hand, the rod of anger. And that's how these enemies are, you know, because we as a people, as God's people, we have turned away from him. And he is righteous and he punishes. And that's, you know, Paul, you've mentioned it several times. We're being taken to the woodshed. We need to be as a nation. And we are. But the enemy, they want to go further. I encourage you, Remnant, read Isaiah 10. It explains it from beginning to end. Read Isaiah 10. It does, because that's what the enemy's doing. They think that they have done this by their power, by their hand. And it's that God has allowed it, and God has put these things in place to punish his people. But they want to go on further. They don't want to just punish. They want to destroy. And Isaiah 10 will tell you when God has, when His work is completed, it says in on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, then He will punish the king of Assyria and his fruit and all that he has done. And it's the, as Jason said earlier, it's the remnant of the remnant that have the eyes to see, that care to know about it, that care to live their lives, that have come out of her, as we're told to, and not participate in her plagues and in her sins that have piled as high as heaven, it tells us. And that really is, it's a culmination. It's getting down to the, as you said, John, the time to take a stand.
Yeah, it's encouraging, though. You got people like the head of the psychiatrist's department there at Johns Hopkins University that says transgender is a mental disorder and sex change is biologically impossible. So when they tell you to trust the science, with regards to COVID, and then they don't want to trust the science regard to two sexes, male and female. And I don't know, I just think it's, but anymore, anybody who comes against anything that they deem is law, is truth, is attacked with everything that they got. So it's more important than ever now to be not supporting those things, companies that are in bed with the enemy, and supporting those that are still fear God more than they do man, and still support the truth no matter what the consequences. And that number is dwindling based on the persecution that that they have planned. But we just, like Jason says and everybody else, we just have to stand on the promises, on the truth. Like I said, I think the single most important thing right now is that you've been born again of the water and the spirit. You've contacted that blood, and you've been removed from the realm of this world and brought into the realm of Jesus Christ.
There's a huge population destruction in the Bible, in Ezekiel. It takes us 7 months to bury the dead. I'm looking forward to that day. And I think they're coming in here. I think that's what we have to look forward to. We got to keep that in mind. God's going to reduce the population, but it's going to be the ones that want it done now. But it's going to be them. So, I don't know. I found that story encouraging for years, because when I read that story and then it says Israel will know him once and for all, I can't wait for that day. Because there's a lot of Israelites out here ignorant. But I'm telling you, I heard them yesterday. They're talking different. And then I slip a little Bible verse. I said, I know you guys don't read the Bible, don't know nothing about it, but this is what it says. And, and they're actually listening. So the things are different than they were a few years ago, a few months ago.
Yeah.
Amen. The word is a sword. It's a solid, just stand on it. And most people don't believe it. If you go into a steeple house and you're indoctrinated, they'll do anything the government says. The war that's going right now ain't done with an M16. That's being done with a needle. They went around that. Like I said, if that don't kill you right now, if you can't reproduce, this is war. It is definitely war. And then they don't really love anybody. The only bond in Washington, D.C. and everywhere else in this thing is money. That's their only bond, because they have no love for each other even.
That's the truth. Well, guys, let's try the phone this morning. Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, Richard. How are you today? Is this Tom from New Jersey?
Doing well, Tom.
Garden State?
Yes. Good morning,
and,
Tom.
And I'm thinking a lot lately. I got that book, Dirt to Soil, this week. And it really is blowing my mind, because there's so much in there I never heard of in my life, like this part about the fusion of life and what's going on underneath the soil. But I've been thinking a lot about this COVID-19 hoax. And one thing we've learned is that we're not dying of COVID-19, we're dying of comorbidities. And my question to the world is, well, what's causing the comorbidities? Could it be the lack of nutrition in the soil, and therefore we're not getting nutrition into our bodies, and that's what's making us sick? And I'm also thinking about John's great sermon on Sunday about the Chaldeans and Habakkuk, and I'm wondering, well, maybe Gates, Fauci, and Schwab are our Chaldeans. That maybe we'll wake up because what they're doing to us will make us aware that, hey, there's something going on here, and we're not paying attention. Because reading this book, there's so much in there that, okay, I'm not well-educated, but I'm educated to some degree with the college, and I pay attention to the news and stuff, but I never knew about all the stuff with the microbes and the soil and the communication with the insects and all this kind of stuff. And this book is mind-blowing. I really want to recommend that everybody listening get this book and read it and take it to heart. And I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm a city slicker, more or less, and I'd love to get out there on the farm and do things, but I don't know what my avenues are to do something because I'm stupid, I guess. I don't know, but I'm 70 years old almost, and I really want to get out and do something with myself before it's too late. And I see that the clock is ticking, and it's running out on us, and I think we're all just not paying attention. And the word diversity has always been a dirty word in my book. I think it's a bunch of nonsense. But reading this book, you learn about diversification of the plants and the animals and all that kind of stuff and the insects. And it's like, yeah, diversity is a good thing, but we're not doing it properly. But I want some comments from other people about what I'm speaking about with the comorbidities and the cause of them, and what are we going to do? Because I think this COVID-19 thing is totally made up, but there is something going on, and we have to do something about it. And I thank you for all you guys are doing. You're great, and I think that people should buy some stuff from you people and support you and make this world a better place. And no one's saying anything back to me, so I guess I'll just hang up. Well, thank you so much.
No, good, great comments.
Thanks,
Tom. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I want to get some reaction, though, you know, not just from
sure.
you guys, but other callers, because this is a great show where like-minded people can speak to each other and communicate. And I learned so much from this show, like this LDN stuff that you got for me. I put it in my nose every day now, and my nose is much better. Thank you for that caller who told me about that.
Awesome.
And I just want to stir the pot a little bit, but I think that Gouts, Fauci, and Gates, Fauci, and Schwab may be our saviors in a way, because maybe they'll wake us the hell up before it's too late, because it's getting awfully late. Well, thank you guys for all you do, and I really appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Yeah, the...
I really appreciate that comment,
yes.
too, because I was thinking about that book this week, and, you know, that book changed my life, and changed my way of thinking, you know, and, you know, I was wondering if people that lived in the cities and stuff, if they would even read a book like that, and if they would even take the time to try to understand some of the stuff that's in that book. So that was really encouraging to me. So I really appreciate that, Tom.
Amen.
Yeah, that was exciting to hear that, because everything is so basic. I'm telling you, we just got to go back to basics. You know, I told a guy this week, farming's a moral issue, and I just kind of befuddled him, you know, but it is. You know, we have to put nutrient-dense food on people's plates, and it is. And it, one thing in that book, too, I read recently, these hybrids are bred in sterile soil, and they can't even react with biology correctly. And we're so far off the tracks, it's pathetic. Yeah, I mean, the Leviticus 19:19 said, don't plant your seed with mingled seed. No, I think that's hybrid myself. I'm not positive. But our seeds, see, everything should be able to reproduce after its own kind. And, you know, seeds, people, everything. I mean, see, then the Bible says, if you dwell in the law, it cannot be moved. And I'm telling you out there, people, read Leviticus, read Deuteronomy, because that's the law. And, you know, these jackasses and... Washington, D.C. don't make law, they make policy. So it's who you're going to believe. So get your nose in that book and start reading.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Brother Zach there, Michigan promoted the message that I did, I don't know how long ago, 6 months ago or so, and there was a link to a video. You might put that link to Jason, in the next newsletter just to give people another opportunity to watch that, because it does an excellent job explaining what Tom was talking about and what's in that book. Paul's understood this stuff for years and actually changed his whole thinking with regards to farming and Paul's been a big supporter there in Michigan as well as of natural fertilization and natural, pesticides and things like that. That once you get that the poison out of the soil, then it can actually function the way that God intended it to function. But you can speak more to that than I can. So.
Well, actually, organic is a cult just like Judeo-Christianity. They do this, can do that. But what we're talking about, regenerative agriculture, we get that ground to work the way God wanted it to. And one of the keys is to quit poisoning it. You know, that just quit doing that will make a huge difference in things. And but you go down to the local people, and they'll tell you, well, you got to use this pesticide. Well, I have a guy, he had a little tree, he had a little magnolia tree, just covered with cotton scale, you know, if that is, it just sucks the life out of him. And he's out there spraying it every day, and I went and fed it, and that stuff dropped off dead, you know, and he just bewildered him. But he's got this little arsenal of pesticides that really don't work in the long term. It just gets you out of a bad situation. So, anyway.
Well, even when the soil wasn't contaminated, God said to give the ground a rest every 7 years. So just imagine the fact that we don't give the ground a rest anymore and we poison it.
Well, you know, that's a huge tack because, you know, you don't got to be smart. You got to be obedient. Just do what God said.
Yeah,
you know, who's rested their land? Who rested their land? You don't got to be smart. Just obey.
Amen. So. It is encouraging with this regenerative agriculture. I know, Jason, you've been pushing it here for the last couple of years and trying to get it out to, you know, to the remnant. We get this Fence Post magazine, and this past week's, it's a local little tri-state area agricultural, and on page 18, Regenerative Agriculture, Noble Research Institute in Ardmore, Oklahoma. And it's a four-page article on that exact thing because it's catching on. We talk about that. There are people that, whether it's the regenerative agriculture, whether they're seeing the issue with the vaccines, whether they're, as you mentioned earlier, the problem with the, you know, the churches just not being true churches, but just bowing down to the government and the contradictions that they put out. People are waking up, and it's not going to be everybody. It's not. Our pastor told us that, and that was said earlier today, you know, quoting scripture, it's the remnant of the remnant. I think you said that, Jason, and that's who it is. That's who will stay on the straight and narrow. They asked Jesus that. His disciples asked him that there in Matthew. Lord, are there just a few being saved? And he basically said, yeah, straight is the gate and narrow the way. And few there are that find it. Now, thankfully, we've got, you know, billions today. And so a few of those are a lot of people. And we have to, you know, that's why we continue on. That's why we continue on with the patriotic packet. We've talked about that, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, and the Citizens Rule Book that explains the Bill of Rights and is really a jury handbook. These are the foundational understandings of our society that have been lost. Joe from New Jersey called. No, he's not stupid. He's not dumb. He just hasn't been taught. This stuff has been taken out of the public consciousness for generations. Just like the Word of God has been taken out. You know, 2 Peter 2 tells us false prophets arose among the people, introducing destructive heresies, and we're reaping the results of that. That's been sown, and we are reaping the results of that. But people are coming out of it, just like when we read through, who was it, Nehemiah, Ezra, Nehemiah, one of those, they found the law. They found the scriptures, and they gathered everybody and they read it to them for hours. I forget the exact quote, but they read it for hours, like a quarter of the day. And then for the next quarter of the day, the people were crying out and repenting because they didn't know. They didn't know God's word, God's law. But when they heard it, some of them were pierced to the heart. Guys, the phones are ringing. Let's go back to them. Good morning, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, this is I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I'm down here on the close to the Mexican border on the ranch. Just thought I'd mention to the remnant what's going on down here on the border. Here's one you won't hear on CNN. It was a week or so ago that the illegals are just flooding the borders down there, really making it tough on the people. And they kidnapped a little girl down there on the ranch, a major ranch. I won't say where it was. Down on the border, two illegals come in, snatched her out of a backyard. Thank God for our Border Patrol. They were headed straight to the Mexican border with her, and the Border Patrol caught up with them, and they dropped her about 1,000 foot on our side of the border, and I haven't heard any reporting on it whatsoever. And we all need to pray for the ranchers and the farmers related closely down there on the border, because it is unbelievable what's going on down there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, ranching's hard enough, and then you throw that into it.
Yeah, and it was a young cowboy and that was out on one of them camps, and I understand they had a baby and a three-year-old, and the feller was out working and put the little girl in the backyard to play and took the baby and went in the house, the way I understand it, and come out, and the baby was, and the little girl was gone. She hollered her name and heard her screamed out in the brush, and thankfully the Border Patrol was close and got on their trail and hit a long trot and trailed them up, and they dropped that little girl before they got to the border with her. But can you imagine living in that situation?
Well, thanks for the call. We will sure keep them in our prayers.
All right. Thank you now.
All right. God bless.
I remember when they tried this the last time with the abomination, it was the ranchers that just took a stand. They got their cattle trailers and their trucks and their guns, and they just started rounding them up and taking them back to the border. And, you know, maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe now's the time. We got to draw the line. I don't know, but... I know that we can't allow these kind of things to take place no matter what, but then again, we're kind of falling right into their hands, because what they want is a civil war so that they can try to bring in the peacekeeping forces, UN peacekeeping, and bring in Chinese soldiers. And so it's a time to pray for wisdom, understanding, and discernment. It's a time to hear ye the Lord and be obedient to whatever it is he says, but it's also a time to be prepared for whatever and take extra precautions. The days of leaving your children alone are over. The fact that the enemy has even tried to dismantle ICE so that the criminals that are already in the United States, child molesters and murderers and rapists and everything else that they used to apprehend and deport now through the O'Biden administration have been basically dismantled. It's going to come to a point where the American people have to take a stand. I mean, we've already seen the legislation that they're trying to push forward to disarm the American people by threatening us with fines and imprisonment and all that. But, you know, if we all stay together, that's the whole key of this thing. And we, all of us, just let that tongue roll off the top of your roof of your mouth and just say, no, we're not going to do it, period. There's nothing they can do, absolutely nothing. And, you know, it was evidenced, we talked about this too, 5 years ago or so, I think it was in Pennsylvania, that they passed a law that everyone who had a so-called, quote-unquote, assault weapon had to turn it in within 3 months. And I think they got less than a dozen.
And each week, you know, we talk about how they were threatening that you're a felon if you don't do it, this and that, this and that. Well, the day came, and it was December 15th, and they still had less than 12. And people just said, no, we're not going to do it, period, end of story. And you know what? All of a sudden, that thing just went away because there's nothing they can do. And that's what we need to understand is they got no power unless we give it to them.
Well, another thing we need to understand, there's one lawgiver, and that is law. And nobody, we don't go there. We're always looking at the symptoms of what these people are doing. And we got to quit looking at this one lawgiver. We're under no obligation to obey a person that's not godly. If you understand Romans 13, that man in authority is under God's authority also, supposedly. But they're not. We're in a state of chaos. Only God can save us, so, and he will eventually. But we are going to be tested, let me guarantee you, if we're not already. So, and I'll say about Tom called in, you think he's stupid. Well, he's teachable. I don't mind stupid, but I can't stand people that aren't teachable.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, guys, let's try the phone here. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, brothers. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's appropriate, I think, in the time of Purim, the book of Esther, where we're going to warn our enemies that they're building the gallows for themselves. That's what happened on January 6th, in my humble opinion. But I think the issues are, it's not coincidence that all these so-called de facto leaders, Biden, Harris, the Clintons, Obamas, they're all bar attorneys. They're all dealing in the fiction. So if the brethren want for understanding of this, and I'm not telling you, you know, what to think, because the Lord's going to give you the answers. But go to AnnaVonRentz.com, and read her notices. The first one is notice to Congress. The days of legalizing theft are over, written in 2014. So that's before number one article. It's called the introduction. And then the other is number 73. Public notice to these de facto law enforcement. The Roman Curia created the concept of legal fiction. And that's what I was telling the brethren, you know, to refer to the Code of Canon Law. And I'm not going to get in the weeds with all this, but the ministry's called Scriptures for America. Now, the issue in my mind is the dollar's 50 years old and the debt's due. You can look that up on Max Kaiser. So we're going to just face it with the Scriptures for America, Leviticus 25:10, claiming a jubilee after 50 years, debt gone, Scriptures for America. The other issue is 1871, the corporate U.S. was created. That's what Washington, D.C. is, a foreign corporation. Three jubilees from there, 1871, Deuteronomy 23:7-8, Scriptures for America. We're going to come back from Capitis Diminuto Maxima. Look it up in Black's Law Dictionary. It's when we were stripped and brought into bondage, even of our family rights, all rights. So before we talk about bringing back the soil, we got to know who our creator is. They created the birth certificate, put all their debts on us in the legal system, and we're just going to give them Scriptures for America. Set the captives free. Now, the other scripture is Genesis 47:26, priests are exempt. The land of the priest, we got to bring on our priesthood, kingship and priesthood, sovereignty and priesthood. Genesis 47:26, Scripture for America. And I don't want to go on and on, but if you claim the new covenant, like Richard was saying, the Lord will give you remedy. Shalom, brother.
Amen. That's where the answer is back to the Scriptures. Back to his word, and in obedience. It truly is. Caller, thanks. Lots of interesting comments there. Appreciate it. Well, I think Paul said it. We're being tested. You know, it's one of my favorite new verses there in Second Peter. You know, don't be surprised. He told us way back then, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeals among you, as though it were some strange thing. They come upon you for your testing. And we read on through that. You know, we are being perfected. We are being adjusted. We are being taught. We are being prepared for tomorrow. Remnant. That's the way, I think, to look at it. That's sure how I see the last 30, 40 years of pastor's teachings, was to help prepare us for tomorrow. Because tomorrow is getting awful close. It really is.
Yeah, you can see the Biden administration didn't waste too long to trying to start wars again. First they're bombing Syria, and now it appears that they're targeting Ukraine. The war-hungry thirst for blood that was alleviated over the last 4 years since we didn't enter any wars needs to be replenished, and they're wasting no time in doing that, as well as carrying on with the abomination administration. But I guess there's just there's no better time to seek the Lord, to be fall upon our face. The Bible's clear that we're to pray for grace and mercy in the Lord's wrath, and that he would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. Those are the things I think we need to pray. And just like Paul said, the reality is any law that contradicts God's law is not a law. And we need to follow God's law before man's law, no matter what the consequences. And if there's enough of us who stand together and just say no to their plans, then there's nothing they can do, and they understand that.
Amen to that. They do. They do. You know, they...
The other thing is that there's no greater time to share the Israel truth than right now, because people can see. You can't deny it. There's no way to deny it. It's in the mainstream media that their goal is to eradicate the white, Christian, straight, male. That is their target, period. And that's a good beginning entry to share with people why they hate us so much. Share the biblical truth with regards to the Israel truth.
Amen.
And that could be part of what God's plan is right here, too.
I think it is. I think it is, John. We've been sending more and more of Pastor's booklet, The Greatest Discovery of Our Age, out. You know, that's a newsletter-sized booklet that starts with John 3:16, basically. Some very common ground with most Judeo-Christians, and explains what The Greatest Discovery is. We also have a little excerpt from it, just a little six-page summary, cliff notes, you might say, that... is just a couple of pages printed and folded and stapled, and we've been sending quite a few of those out. People have been asking for them to see what is this greatest discovery, and that is that the war that the enemies of God are fighting, guess who they're on? They're against the Anglo-Saxon, the Germanic, the Scandinavian, the Celtic and kindred people, because those are the people of the Word. Those are the people, the seed, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of David and Gideon, and all the people of the Bible. And it is, and just as people are waking up, whether it is to the dirt to soil or to the vaccines, there many are waking up to who they are and why these things are happening to them. And it's starting to overrule the racist doctrine that they've been pummeled with, and the equality doctrine that they've been pummeled with. And people, some, not all, but some, are thinking for themselves and looking to the Word. And we rejoice with that. You know, we've got a woman flying today from California to Denver, renting a car, and going to be at church tomorrow. She's let us know, said she wanted to come out and get baptized, and we've been in touch with her over the last months, actually. And And so praise the Lord. We see that. We see that awakening, that happening all over. And we rejoice. We do.
One thing you got to keep in mind, you can never understand Bible prophecy until you know who the players are. In this, we're all one thing. It's just got to be destroyed. And I think this ministry has got to stand on making that clear, that we are that people. It's mentioned every day, but I think we just got to keep ramming it home. We are that people. Anglo-Saxon means angelic sons of Isaac. Now, that takes us right down to the start. And that's got to be pushed harder, because you can never understand the Bible until you know who the players are. We're not all one.
Amen.
Amen to that. Well, guys, we're about out of time. I want to thank everybody for joining us. And Remnant, you can join us at church tomorrow. A few minutes before 8:30 Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. Log on. Click on the website, and you'll see the link there. We'll hopefully have that website back up 100% within a week or two, but you can still join us for church. And click on the live video link, and we'll have a review of the news and a timeless pulpit truth that will just be like it was preached live, but a prophetic message that will apply more than it ever has before. And Brother Jonathan, looking forward to your live message. We'll have communion. And after church, we're having a baptism. So we rejoice with that. And if you want to join us, you can do it right there. Men, thanks again. And we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make 'em hell send forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stay high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, stay high.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake hide.
Jesus is